We are constantly bombarded with advertisements everywhere that we look, inviting us to find products and services that will help us to be comfortable. Because everybody loves comfort. I certainly love comfort and like things to be smooth and easy and not have to exert much effort or go through much pain. I mean, the list, of course, can go on and on. Even to the food that we eat is supposed to make us comfortable. And so much of what we hear helps us or tends to make us focus just on ourselves and satisfying our own needs and gratifying our own desires as we look towards that comfort and looking towards ourselves. In the parable in the gospel today, of course, the rich man was completely obsessed with his comfort. As we know that he dined sumptuously each day, he dressed in purple garments, he lived it up as highly as he could live it up every day. And leading him to not even recognize or see the poor man Lazarus at his door. Certainly, the rich man, he didn't kick Lazarus or anything. He didn't harm him or mock him in any way directly by his words, but instead, he failed to see him. He failed to recognize him. He failed to realize that since God had blessed him in so many ways, he was called to first see Lazarus as his brother and then share with him from the bounty that God had given to him, entrusted to him, to be able to help relieve the needs of others around him. So Lazarus' great sin wasn't that he was rich, it wasn't that there were things that he did directly to hurt Lazarus, but instead he failed to see him and recognize him as his brother and to share those gifts that God had given to him. Of course, in our lives as well, we seek comfort. And sometimes that comfort and self-gratification can cause us to only focus on ourselves. But we also have Lazaruses in our lives too. Certainly, this gospel is a call and a reminder for us, yes, to reach out to the poor, to support the poor, to advocate for policies that best help to lift up the poor, to donate to charities that help also to give relief to the poor. But there's nothing that can substitute for each and every one of us in reaching out to those Lazaruses around us. Maybe they are materially poor, but certainly all of us have other people around us in our daily lives who are poor in different ways, whether it's spiritually, emotionally, they're lonely or abandoned, just waiting for someone to smile at them or talk to them or give them 5 minutes so that someone can listen to them. Of course, the list can go on and on. Perhaps even more so, probably for most of us, it's those people in our lives who maybe we keep finding them coming to us, and we would rather try to avoid them, or they might annoy us. But the Lord is inviting us. There's some kind of poverty that they have in their lives, and He's inviting us to be able to relieve that poverty by giving them some of our time. Yes, this is an uncomfortable call for us, but it's a call for us to look outside of ourselves, realizing that we too are rich in many ways. Maybe not materially, but God has given us gifts, God has given us time, He has given us particular circumstances where we are able to touch others with God's mercy in a way that no one else can. Perhaps sometimes we get uncomfortable because when we look into ourselves, we see things that we don't like. We see our sins, our failures, our wounds, and then maybe we're afraid of letting Jesus see them. But of course, Jesus sees them and He knows them so very well. And He wants us to expose them to Him, to come before Jesus, bringing Him our wounds, our sins, our brokenness, because Jesus doesn't see us as only our sins, our wounds, or brokenness, but He sees us as brothers and sisters. He sees us as precious children of the Father. He sees us as ones which He wants to shower upon us His mercy so that we can find healing and peace and strength. And when we allow Jesus to touch more fully into our lives and allow Him into those difficult places, allowing Him to heal us with His mercy, then our mercy will be able to overflow so that we can bless others through our mercy, our gifts, those Lazaruses that were around us that we find every day.